The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, July 20, 2023. The leader of the Cuban Revolution, Raúl Castro, and President Miguel Díaz-Canel are attending the first ordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power in its 10th legislature. On this day, the deputies will analyze the draft law of the Military Penal Code, which aims to protect the rights and guarantees enshrined in the Constitution of the Republic in the field of military service. During this period of sessions, which will be held until next Saturday at the Convention's Palace, the implementation of the law of food sovereignty and food and nutritional security will be examined, as well as the integral policy of attention to children and youth, the measures adopted for price control, and the current situation of the country's energy system. The parliamentarians will review the results of the fulfillment of the general directives to face crime, illegalities, and social indisciplines. Likewise, they will analyze the draft agreement that regulates the link of the deputies with the electors of the territory where they were elected and the behavior of the economy in the first semester of the year 2023. Malaysia and Cuba are exploring their cooperation potential in tourism, key to their economic development. Mok Abdal Setia, Malaysia's Vice President of Tourism for the Americas, made a two-day visit with the aim of improving bilateral relations focused on this industry, which is very important for their respective economies. Abdal Setia expressed that he held a meeting with officials from the Cuban Ministry of the Branch, with whom he agreed that their respective countries have potential to establish profitable cooperation in this field for mutual benefit. He noted that work can be done to promote vacation travel in both directions and explore other opportunities. Akbar Setia commented that the main issuing market in the Americas is the United States, while in Latin America they are Brazil, Mexico, Argentina, Colombia, and Chile. However, he said, they would like to have at least a very small group from Cuba, and that Malaysian travelers enjoy the destinations that the island has, to thus start a new era in bilateral ties in tourism between both countries. Deputies of the Cuban Parliament evaluated on Wednesday the measures adopted to control prices, where the constant increases in various products and services remain a concern of citizens. A report presented by the Minister of Finance and Prices, Vladimir Regueiro, before the Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly of People's Power indicated that the Consumer Price Index closed 2022 with a rise of 39%. So far in 2023, an increase of 18% has been recorded, and when establishing a comparison with the same stage last year, the rise is 45%. In a speech, Regueiro referred to the forthcoming entry into force this month of Resolution 148 of 2023 related to a methodology for the preparation of cost and expense sheets for products and services. According to the headline, the norm has, as a novel element, that for the first time both the state and non-state sectors are included in a regulation of this type, an expression of the concept that the Cuban economy is one made up of all those actors. The new measures established are taken considering the level of dissatisfaction of the people regarding prices and the responsibility and commitment authorities have in achieving tangible results in the current complex economic scenario. Cuba's agricultural production expects to increase its results in the second half of 2023, despite showing unfavorable figures and defaults, according to data released by the Ministry of Agriculture, MINAG. during a debate of the Agri-Food Commission of the National Assembly of People's Power, directors of the groups of MINAG's Higher Organization of Business Management explained that despite the complex situation the country is going through, it is expected to achieve an increase in pig, poultry, forestry, and livestock production. They specified that although the national food demand will be alleviated, all the needs of the people will not yet be satisfied. In this sense, Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez called to take advantage of the possibilities offered by business activity in agriculture and the governments of territories, particularly the new capacities granted to municipal councils. Meanwhile, the Minister of Agriculture, Idael Perez, commented that his portfolio is engaged in business improvement and called for sovereignty by maintaining the programs to feed the inhabitants of the cities and urged to continue working with foreign investment. At the meeting, it was learned that until May, productions obtained were achieved on the basis of extensive agriculture with limitations of fertilizers, pesticides, fuels, animal feed, and other basic inputs to which organizational and management problems are added. The Russian film The Challenge, the first one shot in outer space, was premiered on Wednesday at the Yara Movie Theater in Havana, the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry reported. The shooting of the film concluded in October 2022, and in April this year it had its premiere in Russian cinemas. Directed by Klim Shipenko, the feature film focuses on the accelerated training of surgeon Dr. Zenia, played by actress Julia Perez-Sild, to fly to the International Space Station and save the life of one of the cosmonauts. The Russian space agency Roscosmos, Channel One, National Television, and the Yellow, Black, and White Film Studios are the producers of The Challenge. And in the international agenda, we have that the upcoming report by President Luis Arce on the results of the quantification of lithium reserves in the salt flag of Coipasa, Oruro Department, raises expectations in the Bolivian population. The Ministry of Hydrocarbons and the state company, Yacimientos de Litio Bolivianos, convened an act for Thursday morning in which Arce will specify how many tons exist in the Oruro Reserve. This company signed three agreements with two Chinese companies and one Russian between January and June as part of the government's economic policy, which commits $2.8 million in investments to industrialize lithium under a sovereign business model. According to the Minister of Economy, Marcelo Montenegro, the Bolivian lithium reserves currently recognized have a value of $42 billion. Meanwhile, the demonstrators demanding the resignation of President of Peru, Dina Boluarte, will continue after an initial day considered positive by the organizers despite the disorders registered on Wednesday. Interior Minister Vicente Romero and the National Unitary Struggle Coordinator, which leads the movement, highlighted the virtue of the demonstrations and their peaceful development. Romero attributed the credit to the police and minimized the impact of the demonstrations that took place in Lima and almost in the entire country. Jorge Pizarro, spokesman for the coordinator, highlighted the scope of the demonstrations and the large turnout in Lima despite the official and media campaign to criminalize the protest, seeking to discourage citizens' participation. Former Interior Minister Rumen Vargas, who is not a progress supporter, declared that it would be a serious mistake for the government to proclaim victory and consider the problem resolved, and warned that Lima has woken up by joining the protests, which is serious for Boluarte. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.